Sanctuary, California, Indian illegal alien truck driver accused of killing teen boy, young man. By John Binder on May 21, 2026. An Indian illegal alien truck driver, released into the United States by the Biden administration, is accused of causing a crash that killed a 16-year-old boy and a 20-year-old young man in the sanctuary state of California. Manveer Singh, a 24-year-old illegal alien from India, was arrested by the California Highway Patrol and charged with vehicular manslaughter with gross negligence, hit and run resulting in death or injury, and obstructing/resisting a police officer. Prosecutors say that on May 19, Singh was driving a semi-truck when he veered off the road and hit a guardrail, which caused a multi-car crash. Singh allegedly tried to flee the scene of the crash. The 16-year-old and 20-year-old were killed instantly in the crash. The victims' names have not yet been released to the public. This criminal illegal alien from India should never have been behind the wheel of a semi-truck and allowed to kill two innocent people in a multi-vehicle crash in California, the Department of Homeland Security's, DHS, Lauren Biss said in a statement. He is now charged with vehicular manslaughter, hit and run resulting in death or injury, and resisting a police officer. This is yet another example of why illegal aliens should not be operating trucks on American highways. We need Congress to pass Dalla's law to prohibit states from granting illegal aliens commercial driver's licenses. Emphasis added. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, has lodged a detainer against Singh, pleading with California Governor Gavin Newsom, D, to ensure that he remains locked up in jail rather than being released back into the community. Singh first crossed the southern border in Arizona in July 2023. The Biden administration's catch-and-release policy, headed by then-DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, made certain that Singh was released into the U.S. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com.